Golds, probing cosmic star formation with radio free emission, by Hido SB Algira et al. Radio free emission is considered to be one of the most reliable traces of star formation in galaxies. However, as it constitutes the faintest part of the radio spectrum, being roughly an order of magnitude less luminous than radio synchrotron emission at the GHZ frequencies typically targeted in radio surveys, the usage of free emission as a star formation rate tracer has mostly remained limited to the local universe. Here we perform a multi-frequency radio stacking analysis using Deep Carl G. Jansky Very Large Array observations at 1.4, 3, 5, 10 and 34 GHz in the Cosmos and Goods North fields to probe free emission in typical galaxies at the peak of cosmic star formation. We find that Z-approxy meteorite light year 0.5 to 3 star-forming galaxies exhibit radio emission at rest frame frequencies of approxy meteorite light year 65 to 90 GHz that is approxy meteorite light year 1.5 to 2 t-meters fainter than would be expected from a simple combination of free and synchrotron emission, as in the prototypical starburst galaxy M82. We interpret this as a deficit in high-frequency synchrotron emission, while the level of free emission is as expected from M82. We additionally provide the first constraints on the cosmic star formation history using free emission at 0.5 less e meter z less e meter 3, which are in good agreement with more established traces at high redshift. In the future, deep multi-frequency radio surveys will be crucial in order to accurately determine the shape of the radio spectrum of faint star-forming galaxies, and to further establish radio free emission as a tracer of high redshift star formation. This was Colds, probing cosmic star formation with radio free emission, by Hido SB Algira et al.